You're listening to Vatican Radio, calling on all creative Catholics with ideas to share to promote the Church's message for World Communications Day, focusing this year on the theme of social networks as the new space for evangelization. This year, the annual Communications Day is being celebrated on Sunday, May the 12th. And ahead of that date, the Vatican's Council, which helps draw up the Pope's message, is urging all dioceses and bishops' conferences in countries around the globe to share any inspiring ideas and materials via a specially dedicated section of the Council's website. Last year, the Latin American Church in particular responded with a wealth of written and audiovisual aids to help share the papal message way beyond the confines of the Catholic world. This year, members of the Council are hoping for a similar input from other countries as well, as they put it, to help shape a new frontier of communion among Catholic communicators. Father Ariel Beramendi from Bolivia works at the Pontifical Council for Social Communications and is the brains behind this multilingual project. He told me more about the initiative and about the way the first Latin American pope is himself shaping a new way of communicating with the world.
We realize that many dioceses and bishop conferences with their communication offices, they produce some materials, some reflections, some audiovisuals for the World Communication Day. And since basically 2 years, there was an idea to put all together. And as Pontifical Council for Social Communications, we are a meeting point for Catholic communicators. So we now are inviting them to share these resources, to show us what are they doing, and we can show their job to other people all around the world. And this is what we are trying to do now for the second time this year.
You're also trying to encourage some very creative ways of publicising this message, not just the kind of sermons or reflections we might expect, but even rap music and things.
It's the experience is very interesting because people, as I said, from all over the world, send us their material. And we found some music as a rap last year, talking about the silence, since the message was about the silence last year. And some videos, some interviews, some reflections as well, or some prayers, some audiovisuals. It's very interesting to discover the creativity of the Catholic communicators in other continents, for example. I remember last year we had some lovely material from Malaysia. And I mean, I never thought that I was going to receive some material from Malaysia. And this has been very encouraging for our job. And that's why we are trying to invite them again to share, to show us what are they doing, and to share the resources with all the communicators.
You said this has been particularly successful in Latin America, in your own part of the world.
Yes, probably because we know each other more or less quite well. And some of them, obviously, some communicators, they are still waiting some material from us. But I think that the Pontifical Council sent them the most important input, which is the message of the Pope in January. And they have some months to reflect about it and to create something. And we were doing this experience in a small proportion, I would say. And since the experience was very good in Latin America, then I asked permission to my superiors and they were agreed to have the experience globally.
Of course, the message was drawn up under Benedict XVI last year, wasn't it? You now have a new pope from Latin America. Does this make any difference, do you think?
Well, it makes a lot of difference, but I think, for example, some communication offices, they have already the banner done with the image of the former Pope, and they are maintaining this banner. But talking about communication, the difference is quite big, I will say, because there are two different ways of communicate with the last two popes, I will say that Francis is just a Latin American. I mean, he's not doing anything special. He's not acting. He's not putting pressure in himself. He's just been what a Latin American is. He's just stretching hands or giving a kiss a baby or even giving a hug some friends, you know. This is what Latin American do as their part of as they are, so as we are, I will say. So communication becomes as well now part of our way to be, I will say. And this encouraged to communicate not just with means, technical means, I say. With the pop now is encourages us is to communicate with our lives, with our attitudes, with our personalities, which I think is a very big deal for us.
My thanks there to Father Ariel Beramendi from the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, and you can find their website at www.pccs.va.